In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Welcome back to the Press Podcast, your source for local news and sports. Hope you're going to have a wonderful Labor Day Monday. Many of you off of work. Some of us have to do a little bit, and then we will catch up on maybe a little R&R the rest of the day. So let's run through some of the top headlines you'll find in this week's newspaper. We'll start down in Livingston County, where drivers passing through Carsville need to slow down. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has installed a brand new 35-mile-per-hour speed zone along Kentucky 135, where it goes through the heart of downtown Carsville. The reduced limit stretches for about a half a mile from Main Street and First Street there on the east side, on the Tulu side, to Fleet Street over on the Joy side. And then there's a couple of 45-mile-per-hour transition zones heading into Carsville coming from both ways. Apparently, the mayor, Dina Girding, down there had asked the transportation cabinet to improve safety through Carsville, and I don't blame her. State highway through there, slow down. Here in Marion, the city council has introduced its 2025 property tax levy. The good news for taxpayers is that the rate on real estate will stay the same at 22.9 cents per $100 of value. However, some of you may see a higher tax bill because you may be among the one quarter of the city that's been reassessed as part of a routine process. So a second reading on those property tax rates, which include autos and boats as well, will be held at the meeting this month of the Marion City Council, which is on the third Monday of each month. You can read more about this matter in the Crittenden Press. I want to remind you, this program is supported by advertising. We'll take just a break to hear from one of our fine sponsors. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. Let's take a quick look at some local sports, and then we're going to visit with Rebecca Woodall, who is president of the Chamber of Commerce, as she has some big news to report this week. In football, Crittenden County Rockets are still searching for their first win after losing to Union County 37-14 on Friday night. A couple of key injuries have created some problems for the Rockets early this season. Now, they will be back in action this Friday against winless Webster County, and hopefully some of these guys will be back. Trey Taylor, a senior running back, had a big game for the Rockets on Friday, had a career rushing game. And middle linebacker Braden Poindexter had another great game. You can get all the details in the full report in the Crittenden Press. The Lady Rockets soccer team is also looking to bounce back after an 8-2 loss to Trigg County late last week in a district game. Kylie Bloodworth and Adri Berry scored goals in that game. They'll host Union County in a varsity-only matchup Tuesday night. On the volleyball court, Crittenden remains in first place in the district despite a tough non-district loss to Heritage Christian late last week. That was on Thursday night. The Lady Rockets will get another big test this week when they travel to Henderson County. That game will be on Thursday night. And on the Lynx, the golf teams from Crittenden County and Lyon County met twice in the past week. The Lions took one match at Mineral Mounds while the Rockets battled back to tie them in another outing at Deer Lakes earlier last week. Cash Singleton, many of you know him as a key member of the local bluegrass band. Cash shot a 43 in that match. Let's take just a short break and hear from Marion Pit Barbecue. We'll be right back with Rebecca Woodall.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
So I have with me this morning Rebecca Woodall, president of the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Mrs. President.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, Rebecca, tell us, you got a lot of things going on coming up this fall. I know on Wednesday morning you have the leadership breakfast, and we'll have a Supreme Court justice there as the featured speaker. But then some longer term planning, you're asking for nominations now for the Chamber's annual awards that will be presented at the gala coming up. Is it gala or gala?
I hear it all three ways.
Both ways, yeah. My wife, yeah. She's better at that kind of stuff to tell me and lead me in the right direction on how to enunciate certain words. So explain to us, the Chamber gives out a number of awards, community type awards, and kind of just take us through when this is going to be, what people can expect at the event, because it's a black tie, it's an affair, it's an opportunity for Marion to put on its finest and really have a great time at Foes Hall. So kind of take me through what people can expect and then how they can nominate individuals and what awards and maybe a little explanation on those awards.
Okay, yes. So the Chamber Gala is October 25th, which the tickets are now on sale, but we're not really pushing those out yet. The theme this year is Painting the Town Blue. So it is still formal, but we're encouraging people to like throw in blue within their attire. Like, you know, I'm already shopping for my blue heels. Mm-hmm. And so I think that'll be exciting. We're going to roll with the blue to, you know, rocket blue is what we're thinking, but rolling with that with, I think we're having some chicken cordon bleu as well as some other food as well.
Oh, that's
and
clever.
And then we're incorporating some little bit of bluegrass with Cutter and Cash. He'll be emceeing for the night. So I think it's, you know, we're still planning the details, but I think it's going to be a really good, exciting night. And like you said, you know, they dress to the nines, good time to dress up, you know, mm-hmm. and just have fun and celebrate each other.
It's always a grand time. I'm sorry we're going to miss it this year. We'll be out of town on that weekend. But, you know, it kind of harkens back to the old Foes Hall ball events they had for many years, a fundraiser for Foes Hall where it was a formal event. And it's nice to do that occasionally as a community and get together in a formal setting. So tell us about what awards. So people right now, you've got some different types of awards. They've kind of changed these. They used to call them something different. So kind of take us through what awards you have and give us just a little snippet of what someone that might be nominated for that award would look like.
Okay. Well, first up, we have Volunteer of the Year, and they've actually had that for a really long time. That's one of our old ones that we've continued on. It's someone who, well, first off, like there's been some confusion because there's some jobs, like for my job example, for example, I do a lot with the homemakers. And so if the homemakers volunteer, I don't volunteer for the homemakers. So it want need to be someone who is not paid for the work that they do and just really outstanding, does a little bit more than just an occasional volunteer work. A couple of years ago, it was Jason Hatfield when he had worked really hard on the getting the new playground at the park, which is amazing. But then it can also be people who just maybe not quite as grand of a volunteer job, but maybe involved in several things. Serena Dickerson has been a past winner. Leslie Barnes, 4-H agent, was a winner last year. Fred Stubblefield, Kim Vint. Those are the top. Those are the ones from the passive one, just someone who goes above and beyond the call of normal volunteer service in 2025. So that's Volunteer of the Year. And one of our newer categories is Young Professional of the Year. So someone under the age of 30, and they work in a professional setting. Adam Beavers won a couple of years ago. But they're even though they're young, they've already demonstrated success and professionalism. And the other end of that, we have Young Tradesperson of the Year. Brennan Cruz and Layla West have both been past winners, and they've obviously continued to do very successful things in the trades. And then we have Top Woman in Business. That's also one of the newer ones. So we only have our only two winners thus far are Allison Evans and then Crystal Katz from Par Four. They don't have to work and live, but they have to either work or live in Crittenden County to be the woman in business. And they don't have to own the business, but they just need to have a key role in that business to have woman of the year, to be woman of the year in business. In another newer one, we have Crittenden County Schools Person of the Year. It's someone who obviously works for the school system and they excel in that role, but then they also embody the core values of Crittenden County Schools outside. Their efforts are seen outside as well, outside of the school system as well. Those past winners have been Tiffany Blazina and then Jesse Hill won last year for that. We also have up and coming business of the year. It's not necessarily a new business, but has undergone either new ownership or kind of expanded or rebranded their business. And so Marion & Co. won last year. I can think of several that could win this year that may not be like new businesses, but have really, made some changes, grown, and kind of set a standard for service in Crittenden County. And, and we know has made some of an economic impact in difference in the community. Another one, which everyone asked me what this one means, and it's the excellence in corporate or social responsibilities. This is someone that either the business can be about social environmental responsibilities, like the Extension Office won it last year because a lot of the programs we have and teach do incorporate ethical and environmental initiatives. But then the year before, Beaver's Car Wash received that award, which was totally deserved because during the water crisis, they voluntarily shut down their business to help for the betterment of everyone else in the community. So that's one that you can nominate for. And then we have Crittenden County Business of the Year, which is for a more established business that has kind of set themselves apart and gone above and beyond with both their service, but also for the community. H&H won it last year and Farmers Bank the year before. And that is the only two, so far, those only 2 years we've had it. And then Community Spirit Award, I think it used to be called Community Pride, but it's essentially the same thing. And that can be a person, a group, a family, a business, or an organization. It doesn't have to be a business or a person. It can be any of those. And they're just, the person or the group that you see supporting all aspects of Kern County are a lot. Maybe the students, sports, the arts, whatever. They're just really cheering on the success of Crittenden County. Some examples of who've won that are H&H and First United, Superior Trophy, Liberty Fuels, Crittenden Health Systems, and you do see those people out there supporting the community. And then last, but definitely not least, we have the Legacy Award. It's someone who's shown a long-term commitment to our community, not just, not just popped up the past couple of years, and, we want to celebrate those people too, but this is for the people who long-term have been working hard for Crittenden County. Last year, that was Alan Stout, and the year before is Chris Cook, both people who've been working in bringing success to Crittenden County for many, many years.
It's somewhat an extension of the old Person of the Year. That's what they used to call it. And now they've just kind of turned it into a Lifetime Achievement Award, basically. And, and it was kind of like that before. It was just never spelled out that way. that was kind of what it was considered.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I've only been super involved in the chamber the past couple of years, so some of the older awards I'm less familiar with, but I I do know the newer ones, and then the ones that are, like you said, kind of just turned in a little bit to the newer ones, like the community spirit.
Well, that's great information, Rebecca. And how do people go about making these nominations?
Okay, so there are two major ways that you can make those nominations. If you go to our website, which is crittendenchamber.org, there's a big blue banner. You can click on that, and it'll take you to the different awards. You can nominate someone for every single award, or you can just, if there's just one person for one award, you can go in and just nominate for that one. And then you can also, it'll describe kind of what that person should look like or what they should do to win that award. And then they ask you to describe like why you think so, how they've, you know, how they've met those standards. And there's also a link where you can click to see past winners, if that'll help you think on each one of those awards. So you can do that, or you can pick up a paper nomination at either the Crittenden County Extension Office or the Crittenden County Public Library.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca, and hopefully this will motivate some folks to think about those who care and put their skills and efforts to work for Marion and Crittenden County, and let's give them their just reward.
Yes, we definitely want to recognize those people.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, and appreciate you. I'd like to have you on again anytime the chamber has something going on in the community.
All right. Sounds great.
And that's a wrap on this morning's program. For details on these stories and more, check out this week's Crittenden Press, and be safe on your Labor Day. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.